Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services in Eastland, Texas. Tune in every week as we share important information to help you and your family live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, legacy and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
Welcome to Life Planning 101. My name is Angela Robinson with Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services right here in Eastland, Texas. Big city. Easter Monday, April 1st, 2024, also April Fool's Day, also Jim Kennedy's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. Yes, if you see him today, prank him, give him a hard time. You know, as kids, never let him just get by with nothing, which means what happens this year? Ha! Well, it should be my mom's birthday, though, because we're going to be talking about one of her favorite things. James Bond, 007. Man, nothing like a good James Bond movie. I can actually be found binge-watching these if you have a rainy, cold day, anything like that. Just wishing my kids were old enough because, you know, the content sometimes a little washy, but gosh, they're just really good action movies. There's no doubt. And really good music and really good titles. Hence, our title for the show today, No Time to Die. Now, we're not going to sit here and talk spy movies all day, but we are going to talk about death. Same thing, right? No. You know, the truth is ironically, we live in a day and age that this title rings true. There's no time to die. After all, there's no time to do really any of the things that we even want to do or things that we need to do, much less not do it all because we're not here, right? There seems to be so many obligations and things that need our immediate attention. I know, you know, myself and you know, we're in this phase of life that we're raising our kids, running a business, you know, trying to keep some kind of, I call it sanity with the work-life balance. And then you have this, I keep hearing from my coaches, this platinum free time that you need to have that's just for you, right? And in addition to make sure you're taking care of your husband and your relationship there and your friendships and all these other things. And it gets to be like, oh my gosh, things just go in a whirlwind. And then you add the complexity to that. And I found this fascinating here recently about a study of how much time that we actually spend on our cell phones. And if you look, you know, I'm sure you get your little weekly screen time report. And I challenge you to like take that time that you get on your little screen time report and multiply that by 52 and see how many hours in a year. Well, I guess it shows you average hour today or a day. So you do your hours, you can multiply by 365, but see how much time that you're actually spending as screen time on your phone. And we ask ourselves, where does our time go? And I think that's a good reminder. And this is not what the show is about today. So this is just totally a value add. But it's a good reminder of the fact that maybe our priorities are just a little out of whack when we appear to have no time. Are we actually sitting there scrolling on X or Facebook, or what are we doing with our time? And it's a choice, right? We've always had the choice since the beginning of time. We were given this thing called free will, and we get to wake up each day and determine what we're going to do with our day and how we're going to build our life and what obligations we're going to build into our life. And I want to repeat that. What obligations we're going to build into our life, because the people, how many times do you hear people say, well, I have to, and I have to, and I have to, and I have to. Am I sounding really Texan this morning? I have to go do this. I have to go do this. I have to go do this. And I have all these things I have to do. I know I'm guilty of it. I'll sit there and say, well, I've got to do this, this, and this, and this today before I can even focus on something new, because my day is typically planned out before it even gets started, right? And we're all that to some degree. And you have to ask yourself, where did all those have to's come from? Well, we build them into our lives. We choose, right? We choose what we're doing with our lives. And a lot of people start you know, kind of dissecting that, and it kind of rubs you the wrong way. And you're thinking, well, I don't know. I mean, I got these parents and it's not my choice that their health isn't good and I'm having to take care of them, or my kids and I'm having to carpool them around all day, or my business and I just can't get good employees, or whatever it is. But I really want you to sit there and think about those words. You know, it's kind of like some homework. And like I said, this is kind of a value add for today. But in reality, really think about those words of how did you build that obligation into your life, and what might be some other options to change that obligation. Maybe you don't want to change that obligation. At the end of the day, maybe rather than saying, I have to go help my parents today with this by taking them to the doctor, or I have to carpool my kids, maybe you should be saying, I get to go take care of my parents today. I get to carpool my kids. My other brother, Garrett, actually taught me that. Do you have to or do you want to? Because if you want to, you need to say, I get to. And that's a very powerful thing to really think about. But we do live in this day and age that there is no time. There is no time for anything. How many times do you hear people say, you know, if you ask 10 people, so how have you been? Oh, busy. Oh, just busy, right? And that's the response from a lot of people. And it's our culture. I mean, I think we did a show here not too long ago where we actually pulled up all these other countries and how crazy they think we are as Americans because of how busy we keep ourselves and we never really stop. And there's so much truth to that. And I mean, I could do show after show after show on just simplifying our lives. And maybe I do this vicariously because I need to slow down mine some. But, you know, the reality is we can all say that we're busy all of the time. But here's the deal. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself why it is that way? Why do you build a life that keeps you so busy? You know, going back to those have-tos, wouldn't it be better to be able to take care of the things you really want to, spend your time with the people and in the places that you want to be, and at the end of the day, not be exhausted, right? Still full of love, still full of joy. You know, I mean, we're here to serve. We're here to be servants. That's how we're built. And if you haven't figured that out yet, I figured that out, number one. But when you serve other people, there is no greater fulfillment in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your body. It is truly a medicine to serve. And if you're waking up with an attitude of gratitude and servitude every single day and being able to go out there and do that, that's a beautiful thing. But if you're not, you need to be asking yourself, why have I built my life the way that I want to build it? Well, ironically, there's a rebuttal straight from this 007 movie that we're talking about, No Time to Die. And it's when Bond says to the villain, he says, look, history isn't very kind to those who play God. And you may be saying, what? That's not what I'm doing. You know, I'm not a villain. I'm not playing God. But are you? Are you playing God? If you're choosing to build your life around all these other things rather than building your life around that servitude and that joy and being able to take care of the things that you really want to do. I mean, after all, you're given a gift of these passions and you're inside your heart. Are you actually following those passions, or have you built this life that you're a slave to? Now, I feel like I'm going off on a little tangent here because this is not the intention of the show today. The intention of the show is really to tell you a story, which I'm going to do after the break, about a young couple that really had no time to die. So when we come back on Life Planning 101, we're going to do just that. But then we're going to recircle on this issue too, because I think this is powerful. I think it's important. I mean, here we are, Easter Monday, right? It's a great day of renewal, reflection, and what better day of the year to sit here and think about your life as a whole and how you're spending it. Realize you got time and you're spending it. You spend it like money, and it's your choice on how you do it, right? And you may be saying that I'm not in control of my life. Well, if you're not in control of your life, dang it. Let's stop. Let's figure out why you're not in control of your life and start controlling it. Because I'm going to tell you a story that really It's not going to make you like stirred a little bit. It's going to make you shaken like a James Bond martini. So you're not going to want to miss it right here when we come back on Life Planning 101. Welcome back to Life Planning 101. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services and Smart Money Group out of Eastland, Texas. Be sure to visit us online, www.kennedy-financial.com. You can sign up for our weekly Life Lessons newsletter. We always have great content, kind of keeping up to date with different tax laws and changes. We've got our sister firm, Briscoe & Associates. We've also got Black and White Market Chatter that happens each and every week from our very own CFA and his team. They come on and talk about what's going on in the financial markets, and all of that's available online. Where, you know, we've always been really big on educating, and that's never stopped. You know, my dad started this firm as it is today back in 1989. And back then, he said our mission was to help people live life on purpose. And that has been a constant. It's been something that has not changed, because that is still our mission today, is to be able to help people live life on purpose. And what better way to do that than talking about not having time to die, right? So I want to tell you a story, as I promised that I would tell. And I'm going to just prepare you. You know, this is a little unsettling, but I want to tell you this story because, you know, I do feel like we live in a day and age when we're too busy to take care of the things that we ought to take care of. You know, we talked about these obligations. Well, there's a difference between being obligated because we've said too many yeses, we've committed too much, to not being able to take care of our family. I read a great book. It's been 2019, so it's like 6 years ago, called Boundaries. If you've ever read it, it's really good. I actually was seeing a Christian counselor at that time, and it was a phenomenal book, and it talked about structuring your life in such a way that you create very healthy relational boundaries to be able to say yes, say no, take care of your inner circle, who that is, defining that, defining your priorities. Very powerful book. It's actually, it is spiritual, so it's really, really good book. But, you know, one of the things that I realized is that when I was reading that book is that, you know, we think about these obligations that we build into our life that really, if you think about my family, is that middle circle, that corner circle. And when I'm talking about my family, I'm talking about my husband, I'm talking about my kids. And these are people that I say yes to that aren't even, they're not in that circle. They're not even in my outer family circle, which would be like my parents, my brothers, sisters, you know, nieces, nephews. They're not even in my second cousin circle. They're not even in my friend circle. I mean, they're way out here, right? And I say all these yeses, and then I can't take care of that immediate circle that's right around me. And so, you know, we think about what we build in our lives, and the things that we ought to be taking care of, we're not taking care of. So we worked with this young couple, and this has been several years ago. And I'll say we worked with them for quite a while, albeit not successfully. What I mean by that is that we would meet with them once a year, but they wouldn't do anything that they needed to do. And unfortunately, there's a lot that we can like take off of people's plates if we just get the ball rolling and help direct traffic, because we do work directly like with attorneys and accountants and other advisors and such. But then there's things that we have to have, you know, the family do. And we just couldn't get them to move the needle at all. Well, and to be honest, it wasn't uncommon when you work with younger couples. And when I say younger, I mean like in their 40s. You know, when you work with younger couples, they're busy building their American dream, right? And this couple was no different. They owned a business. They had two children, and they were extremely dedicated to their family. Sounds right, right? I mean, they got their priorities in order. Well, as perplexing as this may seem, they didn't stop and take care of those things that they needed to take care of to protect everything that they were building. So their American dream, and this is like most people's, it was built in a whirlwind. And because it was built in a whirlwind, its foundation was faulty. It wasn't solid, right? And you think about, if you don't have a good foundation, if you build a building, what's going to happen to that building? right? And they knew they needed to work on this foundation. In fact, every time we meet with them, it'd be a story of, yeah, I know, we really need to do that. No, we said that last year, but we really need to do that. And I think they really wanted to work on it. They said they wanted to work on it. Well, they said they wanted to work on it. And then there's another thing you kind of got to ask yourself is, okay, if I say I really want something, how bad do I want it if I'm not willing to rearrange some things in my life to actually get it done, right? And they wanted to work on it, but they simply didn't have the time. Well, regrettably, this husband, father, his life was cut short in a car accident. And what seemed not to be a priority, because maybe in their minds it wasn't going to happen anytime soon, wasn't going to happen overnight, wasn't going to happen to them, whatever the reasoning was for them not to move things around and make it a priority, the family was completely unprepared. The business was completely unprepared. I mean, you want to talk about a nightmare. The next couple of years, this poor little wife, I mean, she fought back her grief. I don't know how she did it. You know, she fought back her grief. I don't think she actually started to grieve till about 2 years later, because she was being a mother. She was fire selling, liquidating a business. She was caring for her aging parents in the process of all of this. And she had to endure a forced move from her home, not even just a house, it was a home that they had built together, and make severe, drastic lifestyle changes because of their financial situation being forced to change overnight. I hope that this does get you a little shaken, not just stirred, in the spirit of 007 here, okay? Because the reality is they said the words, we want to, we know we need to, but we just can't find the time. Well, remember the quote from the 007 movie, history isn't kind to those who play God? That turned out to be some fatal words, right? Because they couldn't control their destiny. And no one can. No one can. Everybody always says, well, it won't happen to me, or this isn't going to happen. But that's simply not the truth sometimes. So I want you to sit on that. I want you to marinate on that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about having time to die so that you don't say there was no time to die, if that makes any sense, right here on Life Planning 101 when we come back. Welcome back to Life Planning 101. My name is Angela Robinson with Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services, and we're talking about no time to die. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I really feel like I needed some of that music today. But yes, I wish we were talking about James Bond. Unfortunately, if you missed the story from the last segment, you really need to go back and hear it, because it's about a young couple that didn't have time for anything, much less dying. But when death did come too soon, it caused a complete change, complete uproar in their lives. And, you know, I think people think that, you know, they Google, like I Googled, I said, planning to die. If you Google this thing, I mean, it's crazy what comes up. Number one, there's all these suicide things. Number two is, I mean, you're talking like end of life checklists and your documents, and all of this is really important. And don't get me wrong, especially, you know, if I'm dealing with an older couple, we would certainly be going through this. But younger people look at that and they go, oh gosh, how depressing is this, right? And really, that's the least of it. Yes, the documents are extremely important. I mean, we have shows over why they're important and how you need to set all of that up. But you also need to be thinking about just the reality. If something happened to me today, is my family going to be taken care of? Is my wife okay? Are my kids okay? Is my business okay? And if the answer is no, let's start there. Let's start with the priority. What needs to be done? What is the immediate action that needs to be taken? Because regrettably, you don't have time to die if you don't have time to live and get prepared for death, right? At any moment. You know, when we help a business owner, You know, we talk about succession planning. We do it in four quadrants. We do it as if I'm going to die in two of quadrants, like unexpectedly. Do I want to plan or transfer my business? And if I'm not going to die, you know, and I retire, do I want to plan or to transfer or sell my business, right? And so, you know, often people don't start thinking that way till they near retirement, but that's a huge mistake, because if they are waiting to think about these things, what if your life is cut short, like this husband in this story that we told, and then his wife is literally up in spades for like 2 years, right? It's a horrible situation to be in. And everybody says, well, where do I start? Well, that's why we have a job, right? That's why we do what we do, because the answer is different for everybody. I can't tell you what your priority is just on this podcast today. That's looking at your situation as it is and being able to pinpoint, this is what you need to work on. This is your immediate need. I want to leave you with something, because we are in this James Bond mode, right? So I found it kind of funny that the villain of the movie in No Time to Die had something to teach us. He said, life is all about leaving something behind. Now, the legacy he was wanting to leave behind would not be one that we really want, right? But think about that in your perspective too. If something happened to you, Dave, what would you leave behind? What would you leave behind, especially if you don't have time to die today? You know, this type of planning, this type of taking that extra step, you do because you love somebody. So I'm going to encourage you, you know, like that book of boundaries I was telling you, get your priorities right. Who's in that inner circle? Who do you need to be taking care of? Who's in that next circle? Who do you need to be taking care of? Let's get it done. Let's make sure that you and your family are living life on purpose. My name is Angela Robinson with Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services right here in Eastland, Texas. God bless you. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Happy Easter, everyone. And join us next week right here on Life Planning 101.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services. If you have questions, you can email them to lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. Don't forget to learn how our sister company can assist you with all of your tax, bookkeeping, and consulting needs. You can find out more at briscoeandassociates.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more Life Planning 101. The opinions expressed herein are those of the firm and are subject to change without notice. The opinions referenced are as of the date of publication and are subject to change due to changes in the market or economic conditions and may not necessarily come to pass. Any opinions, projections, or forward-looking statements expressed herein are solely those of the author, may differ from the views or opinions expressed by other areas of the firm, and are only for general informational purposes as of the date indicated. Securities offered through Calton & Associates Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC. Kennedy Financial Services and Smart Money Group, LLC are separate entities and are not owned or controlled by Calton & Associates Incorporated.